this morning. Anyone on frequency this morning?
Go 4, ATL. Pretty good this morning. Got a big day ahead of me. Got a little surgery coming this morning about 9 o'clock down in Greenville, so trying to get an early start and be ready for the event. How are you doing this morning?
Couple of days, so I guess that's a good day.
The stage of the game, if we wake up, we got it made, we got it licked, and it's a good day.
Rough, you know, the new version, so darn new, but I got COPD as the CHF and chronic bronchitis along with it all the time, so it's kind of hard sometimes. This past week has been, community-wise, has been really, really rough.
I kind of understand where you're coming from there. I'm having a thyroid move this morning, and the thing's been swollen up to about 5 centimeters now for about 2 months, and it's very difficult to talk sometimes, and kind of gets in the way.
Hear that?
To get it underway this morning, it's been kind of a long haul.
This stupid virus crap, which is a bunch of hooey anyway. I mean, it's there, but it's not as bad as they say. You know, I've had pneumonia 5 times over the years, and they gave me too many drugs, almost killed me a couple times. I had infection in my leg, which from the, you know, fluid level because of the CHF, the blood flow is there, but boy, I had pneumonia 5 times, and man, they overgave me drugs and all kinds of other stuff. I went through drug withdrawal once because I'm allergic to prednisone, and some jerk put me on it and took me off the wrong way. I was in a hospital for 5 days, and I believe I did more heart damage. So it's tough. I guess I had a rotten day. I had a hard day. Everything went wrong. And I got everything done except for what I needed to, what I wanted to. Well, hopefully you'll do okay. You going to Greenville? Well, which hospital are you going in?
Yeah, a vendor, and I worked at Bonsecours as a private contractor, so they've been very good to me, and I'm going to be going down to East Side this morning.
For regional before, I never had any luck with Greenville Memorial Hospital. It's one hospital I stay out of, like Hillcrest now. That's the one hospital I've learned to stay out of.
Try to avoid being a customer as much as possible, but speaking about the prednisone, I've never had to take prednisone before, but I've been taking some pretty massive doses for a week now. It's, whenever you quit taking that stuff, is it rough on you?
Off exactly in procedure. They tell you you can't just go off it. You got to cut the dosage back. Now, I'm allergic to it. I've had asthma for so many years, they gave me too many steroids over the years. And when you come off a prednisone, you've got to follow the procedure exactly.
Well, I won't have any trouble doing that. I've been lucky. I've never had to take a lot of medications, but now in my 70s, it seems to be one of those things they won't chase you around with, and it's nothing I'm accustomed to doing.
With me, I've had so many reoccurring issues. I worked in a lawnmower shop many years ago, for many years, and mouse feces and burnt mice and bugs and mold and all kinds of crap. They didn't culture a bacterial infection. They kept giving me drugs, and I don't tolerate drugs very well. They gave me some rizomycin, some real strong antibiotics. They did it several times. My body now has a tolerance to it. I can't take it no more. I found the last one that they can even use anymore. I was in Spartanburg Regional about 20 years later, and the lady said, "Have you ever dealt with mice species before?" "Yeah, why?" I haven't dealt with it in 20 years. She said, "Well, that's what's in your culture now." I said, "You have," she said, "it mutated. It came up again."
the static. What was that situation again? I didn't hear that definition.
1-6, the same thing showed up, which I wasn't in contact with 20 years later. They found mice species and a bacterial infection I had from something else, which is really weird.
Pretty weird.
I think if she was sure, she said, oh yeah, we cultured it, we guarantee it.
It's the labs that find these things out. That's the parts that always scare you when they go take the labs.
I've met some very smart lab technicians over the years. Andy talking to Phil, probably sometimes good, sometimes bad. I'm trying to hold this thing exactly in a position it needs to be.
It's me. I'm just getting started in this. I just got my technician's license about 3 weeks ago, and I'm now studying for my general. Now that I've been quarantined trying to get ready for this operation, and that's all I have, just a little handy talky sitting up here in River Falls.
I'm glad to see another technician. That's good, because grab your general. General's a lot more fun. You can use HF. I've built a lot of antennas, so if you get stuck with an antenna issue or have an antenna problem that you want someone to help you through it, I've worked with a lot of it.
Might be a handy thing. I'll be in touch. I've got a used mobile rig. I think it's a Yazoo mobile. I haven't done a layer one inspect on it. It's a used one. I got it up there in the old ham shack above the house. And as soon as I get back and I get to rambling around a little bit, I'm gonna put the thing together. I see my clock's going off. I'm gonna have to get off here, I reckon, and get ready to go down yonder. It's been very nice talking to you.
Very good luck today. I'll pray for you. Just make sure it goes nice. And have a good day. KI4 MLN. Clear. My name's Al. And good talk to you. And have a good day. So KI4 MLN. Clear.
For MLN, Al. I'm KO4 HEL. My name is Ed. It's been a pleasant talk, and I'll be speaking with you later. I'll be clear. KO4 HEL is clear.
And there's Al. And have a good day. Hopefully your operation goes well, and hopefully in a couple days I hear you're asking when you got to the hospital, give us a call. You can actually take your handy talkie in the hospital. I used to do it all the time. KI4 MLN clear. Whether you can get out from there, I don't know. You have to try it. 73 KI4 MLN clear.
EFW Mobile.